Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Trump's rescission bill made it out of committee. It'll get a full vote from the House later in the week. This is a test, folks. It's actually kind of brilliant the way the Trump people did it. It's $9.4 billion, not a lot of money, but there are set relative to our disaster of a federal deficit. But there's 11 other bills behind it. Those are the ones I'm really curious about. But anyway, this first one is a test, okay? This should not be hard for any Republican. Every Republican in Congress should vote yes, because it defunds NPR and PBS, and it also defunds USAID. Now, you got these squished Republicans like Lindsey Graham who probably want to keep funding USAID. Otherwise, how could you have wars if you're not funding the enemy? That's what USAID was doing. They funded Hamas, Palestinian Liberation Operation. Yeah, it is an operation organization. And the Taliban. Taliban got $2.3 billion funneled from USAID. So, I mean, we can't have enemies if we don't pay them, right? Because they need money to get into wars with us. So we need USAID. Now, you put USAID funding alone in front of Republicans, it'd probably fail because they're buffoons, a lot of them. But you tie it to NPR and PBS, and that's a primary challenger. It's a call for a primary challenger. It's a campaign commercial right there. Tie the two together, going to force them to defund USAID, I think. This is a test. Let's see if we can get this through the House and then the Senate. I think the hardest one's going to be the Senate because they're not going to want to defund USAID. Again, that's how they funnel money to our enemies, particularly the Taliban. Syria, Al-Qaeda in Syria, they got $9 million for the takeover. Now they're threatening to assassinate Trump. So see, I mean, you can't have enemies if you don't fund them. What are you going to do? That's what USAID's for. We are such a whack job country. Anyway, bottom line, Trump's trying to stop it. That's the first bill to go through. By the way, on that whole Al-Qaeda thing, it hasn't even been 6 months since we gave Al-Qaeda a country. Now, it's great. So they can do their training in, you know, private, in comfort now in Syria, which is great. They used to be on the run. Bashar al-Assad would kill them, but he's gone now, thanks to the Biden administration, and Al-Qaeda has their own country. So super exciting. They're going to try to kill Trump from there, apparently. Yeah, they just announced that 2 days ago on X, the world supreme leader of Al-Qaeda. Well, anyway, the new guy, the old guy is running Syria now. He had to step down from running world Al-Qaeda to run Syria. But anyway, we're told by Washington he's great and we should extend diplomatic relations. By the way, you know what's so crazy about that? Who just proposed extending diplomatic relations and recognizing Syria? This is the crazy part. That was Trump. Wait, what? Yeah, it was Trump. What? No, wait a minute. You know, that's right. He did that from Saudi Arabia a few weeks ago, didn't he? Huh. And they're repaying him by trying to kill him. Yeah, that's it. That make any sense to you? It actually does. Why? Because that was Saudi Arabia's ask. You're going to have to recognize our Sunni jihadist friends there running Syria. The ones who just announced they want to kill Trump. That's all the same people. Why would Trump do that? And I wanted to make this point. He did it to get the Saudis back on our side. Because if you're going to maintain people like Mike Johnson and John Thune and Lindsey Graham, and they're going to spend it the level they do, you got to have a healthy petrodollar. Can't have a healthy petrodollar if OPEC doesn't demand that people first change into dollars when they buy oil. And that was the purpose of the trip to Saudi Arabia. And that was their ask. Got to recognize Al-Qaeda in Syria, even if they want to kill you, sir. And he did it. Must have sucked. I knew what he was doing, though. Joe Biden, remember, had drop-kicked OPEC and spat in Saudi Arabia's face, but expected to somehow run the printing presses and have a petrodollar. And that was going to be a disaster. Trump had to shore that up. And he did, I believe, but at a terrible price. I bring all of this up. Why am I telling you this? Our foreign policy is whack because we run the printing press. So on the one hand, we're printing money. USAID's doling it out to Al-Qaeda in Syria. They're using it to take over. On the other hand, they're doling out $2.3 billion to the Taliban for their training camps. Nancy Mace finally took care of that, by the way. At least got the bill through the House to defund the Taliban. Didn't pass the Senate. We have to make deals with the devil because we print money like we do. You've seen Trump have to do some terrible things in recent weeks because of it. That was one of them. So I just wanted to point out to you, he extends real diplomatic recognition to Al-Qaeda, which now has their own country thanks to Joe Biden, and they threatened to kill him just weeks later. That's going to be a problem. Hope my kids don't have to go over there and pacify that country. But again, we wouldn't be here if we didn't print the money. But I didn't mean to go off on a tangent. And, this is what we're dealing with right now with Iran. And by the way, the breaking news, CBS News, breaking that Israel is planning to hit Iran. I assume that means the nuclear sites. So that's going to be wild. That broke probably 20, 25 minutes ago now. Everybody anticipated that. I mean, we're clearing out our bases of non-essential personnel. We're moving diplomats out and a lot of folks texting, hey, that's probably just a last warning sign to Iran. Like, if you wanted to give up your nuclear processing facilities, now would be the time to do it. But you can't trust them. So it's a mess. It's a mess. Okay. Anyway, I don't know when that will begin. But as Trump said last night, when he was asked by the reporter, hey, why are you clearing all these people out? He said, wait and see. So that to me sounds like it's a go. And the way CBS is reporting it, we'll see, but the way CBS is reporting it, it sounds like it's going to be Israel that does it. What level of coordination we have with them is going to be an open question. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, and then the scary phase begins, which is the retaliation phase. There have to be Iranian operatives in this country because, hell, everybody came over the border under Joe Biden. There's Chinese operatives who could strike for Iran. There's Russian operatives who could strike for Iran. Oh, Russia's not going to do that. They're not stupid. Not with the mess they have going on. But, with NATO, NATO would love that. But Chinese, we let China hit us all the time. I mean, maybe it's a Chinese operative striking for Iran or Iranian. I don't know. Retaliation is going to be interesting. That's why I hope we have as small of a footprint here as possible. But it's got to be done.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He started this. He should not continue to support violence. They should not be edged on and, you know, provoked in any way. And that's what the President of the United States is doing, to exert his power and to show that he's in charge and to show that he's going to get the numbers that he promised to get people deported. And
so the Democrats' argument goes like this. If we see National Guard, ICE officers, or even Marines, we will be provoked and we might get violent. Ergo, it's Trump's fault. They just have an excuse for their violence, don't they? You know what it reminds me of? When I was a crime reporter back in the day, I did an article on domestic abuse victims and their psychology. And I got to know a lot of them because they were always in line getting their police reports. And they were always in some stage of their stupid cycle. And it was a stupid cycle. He'd beat them. They'd call the police, couldn't take any more, fear for their life. But then, you know, they'd go get the report, find out when they were supposed to appear in court. And by the time it was over, and they were back on his side. It's like the abuse cycle with the Democrats. It's the same thing. They get violent. We send in forces to quell them. They blame us for their violence. That is exactly what domestic abusers do. Well, it was her, though. She made me get violent. She's really mouthy. Yeah, I mean, I had to look at her. And that made me mad. So I hit her. I hit the witch. Look, if she was just, I told her not to come home. I was mad. Then she made me see her and I had to hit her. Oh, they say crazy stuff. Democrats say the same things. They sound like the police reports for the male domestic abusers. I told her not to come home. I was angry. She came home anyway. I had to see her, so I hit her. What's wrong, officer? It's not me. I told her not to come home. Looking at her makes me mad. Looking at her makes me mad.
He started this. He should not continue to support violence. They should not be edged on and, you know, provoked in any way. And that what.
Want to hear another version of it? LA Mayor Karen Bass.
No one asked for that help. You were talking about minor protests. But every time you do something like this, you provoke the population even further.
That's how domestic abusers talk. You provoked me. Well, what was she doing? Well, she was questioning why you hadn't paid the electric bill. See? The witch provoked me. I had to hit her. Her fault, officer. And then the Democrats say, well, you know, we'll stop beating you when the raids end.
I'm very proud to stand here with the mayors, the leadership of so many cities. But you should take note that the individuals that are here with me today are all leaders in their area, and we all stand in support and solidarity and call for the raids to end.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, remember what I told you yesterday. This is not about immigration, not primarily. That's a secondary issue. It's about the fact that Trump has hit the nerve center of the nexus of the merger between the Democrat Party and the cartels. And now I can really prove it this morning. Tom Homan, the deportation czar for Donald Trump. Folks, bear with me if you ride with me for all 4 hours. I got to get this through. This is talking points for the rest of the country. Rest talk radio. Okay, here's the thing. Stop calling it an immigration raid. That's not correct. Stop that. We're repeating their talking points. Stop saying they raided Home Depot. They did not. Home Depot parking lot was the staging area for the cartel raid. Do I have your attention now? Cartel raid? ICE has been raiding L.A. since the beginning of the year, when Biden left. ICE has been raiding L.A. dozens of times in the last month. None of those provoked the outrage until this one. they unleashed their minions. Why this one? Because it was a cartel raid, not an immigration raid. They executed three warrants, all of them criminal, none of them immigration. And then the left went violent. Then the left went wild. Why? We're getting close to the nexus, folks. Take a listen. Here's Tom Homan explaining.
Were there public safety threats in the Fashion District and at that Home Depot in these raids we've seen?
The Fashion District wasn't an immigration raid. It was a service of three criminal warrants at locations based on a large criminal conspiracy that ICE has been investigating. That has to do with money laundering, tax evasion, and customs fraud, where a company underdeclared over $80 million in goods, failed to pay $17 million in fees. And it's part of an overall conspiracy on numerous businesses. Some of this money is being laundered in Mexico and Colombia, the fund cartel activity. So this was a criminal investigation that they all responded to in the beginning. That's how it all started. But the facts never got out. Even though we put the facts out, the media didn't cover it. They just said immigration raids, and we're separating families and all the negative information we hear all the time.
Yeah, so these garment businesses were in Latino area, of course, because it's cartel controlled. And they're saying, oh, they're going after seamstresses. Listen to Gavin Newsom, lying governor of California, repeat the lie.
Federal agents jumped out of an unmarked van. They began grabbing people. A deliberate targeting of a heavily Latino suburb. Trump is pulling a military dragnet all across Los Angeles, well beyond his stated intent to just go after violent and serious criminals. His agents are arresting dishwashers, gardeners, day laborers, and seamstresses.
Seamstresses. Yeah, the kind that launder $80 million for the cartels. By the way, that money that needed to be laundered, what generated it? Human trafficking. See? The nexus, right there. We just hit it. We hit the nerd center. I told you this. They're not just going after illegals. They're going after the trafficking networks that the Democrats have set up as part of their merger with the cartels. That's where they got to launder all the money. This was not an immigration raid. The one they went wild over. Folks, again, who is the face of this? I would have made a mom who works in a hotel who's an illegal immigrant overnight, you know, nights or whatever. I would have made her the face of this. They didn't. Who is the face of this? Kilmar Abrego Garcia, human trafficker. They are most energetic about protecting the criminal element they have merged with. Why? That's who brings them their voters. Ken Paxton warned us, y'all. Remember, Attorney General of Texas. He said the Democrat, this is where I got the idea, have merged with the cartels. They have built extensive networks. They will do anything to protect them. And you are watching it right now in LA and the rage spilling out across the country. They thought Trump might send a few illegals home. He is ripping their illegal networks, their criminal networks to pieces.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
And that is what we just hit. And that is why they're going wild.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.